Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee meeting for April 12th. And I'm Bob Lederer. I'm the convener of this meeting. And we're going to start by calling the roll. And Terry Goodman has agreed to do that until we decide on our pro tem secretary. Go ahead, Terry.
Teresa Allen.
Here.
Carolyn Burden. Absent. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Jane Gatewood. Absent. Terry Goodman is here. Ambrose Lane. Absent. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Henry Knorr. Absent. Rosalinda Palacios.
Present.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Serene Roberts. Absent. Deb Shafto. Absent. Jack Van Aken.
Present.
LeVarne Williams.
Present. Deb Shafto, I'm sorry, is trying to get on. She's in a note. She's trying to get on the call.
Well, she'll be present soon. Carol Wolf. Absent. We just have quorum.
Okay, thanks very much, Terry. Okay, so let's just begin by having a report on the election that was just concluded for officers, for both chair and secretary. Jack Van Aken was kind enough to coordinate that. Can you give us a report?
Well, the best part is that every single committee member...
I'm sorry, hold on, Jack. Whoever has some noise in the background, could they please mute their phone? That would help. Pound, pound.
What's the number?
Pound, pound, one.
Go ahead, Jack.
Okay. So all 15 committee members voted. I printed out ballots. All votes were by email. I printed out ballots and created anonymous ballots, which we tallied at our last LSB meeting just prior to the meeting in the presence of Lydia Brazon, an LSB member, Israel Foyer, and Terry Goodman was elected chair. And with no opposition, Jane Gatewood was elected secretary. So congratulations for the excellent turnout. That's about it.
Okay. Thank you. Can the person with the background noise please mute pound pound one?
I don't think they have their ear to the phone.
All right. Well, let's try to plunge on then. Okay, so then, so Terry Goodman has been elected chair, and Jane Gatewood has been elected secretary. So congratulations, and I'll turn the floor over to Terry.
Thank you very much, Bob, and thank you, committee. Jane Gatewood has advised the committee that she will be absent from this meeting because she's out of town. So is there any member who would volunteer to serve as secretary pro tem for this meeting? Absent any volunteers, I'm willing to take notes like I did last time, but I will be a tiny bit distracted. So I'll ask you to bear with me. Speaking of minutes, first we have an agenda that I mailed out to the committee. Does anyone require that to be read before I ask for any amendments? Okay, then. An important item that I put under...
Point of order.
Yes, go ahead. State your point.
I'll try to do the minutes at least for the first hour.
That's
and then when I have to perhaps leave, I'll let you know.
Okay, if there's no objection, LeVarne Williams will be Secretary Pro Tem until she leaves. And this is five. Okay. As I was saying, on the agenda, something that we got to get to, and so we may want to reposition it. I put it under unfinished business, and that's the item of a regular meeting schedule. We at least have to decide when our next meeting is, if we can't decide on a regular meeting schedule. Would anyone like to move that item, or because work group reports are liable to be short, do you think we'll get to it and we can go ahead with the agenda as is? Okay, hearing no motion to move that item, are there any new items to be added to the agenda as sent out? Or any other amendments to the agenda?
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
I just wanted to see if we can put times on each item.
We could. As an alternative, I'd wonder if there are particular items on the agenda that we would like to limit time on, and then we can just go through the other items as fast as it happens. And on an item that looks like it might go on forever, we can limit ourselves by agreement at this point. What do you think of that, Mr. Letterer?
Well, I found in general, if you don't set a limit, then even an item that may seem to be non-controversial people may tend to kind of talk to fill whatever time. So I think it might just be better if we could at least set for the categories as a whole. We don't have to go down each sub-point, but, you know, just set. And, of course, we can always extend them if it's becoming really clear that we need more time.
Okay. I'll throw out some suggested times for major categories and see what the committee thinks. Review and approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Special reports, 5 minutes. Work group reports, 15 minutes. Unfinished business, 60 minutes. New business, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
If there's no objection, those times will stand.
Mr. Chair, point of order again. This is Levine.
Go ahead, Levine.
Give me those times again.
Okay. Review and approval of minutes, 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's item two.
Right.
Special reports, 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Work group reports, 15 minutes. Unfinished business, 60 minutes.
Okay.
New business, 15 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is Deb Shafto on? Mr. Chair, she called me, and I went over the numbers again. She said she's having difficulty coming on, so for your information.
Okay. Thank you. If she doesn't get on in another 5 minutes, why don't you try to reach her
mm-hmm.
and confirm the numbers for us?
Well, I already went over the numbers with her.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Okay.
Sometimes the conference system reaches a limit and locks people out. So that's
can you
possible.
Tell how many people are on the call?
No, I'm not looking at a web interface that tells me that. I just know the results of the roll call. Okay, so if there's no objection to the agenda as amended, it will stand approved.
So moved.
Okay, 5:59. Hearing no objection, the amended agenda is approved. The next item is review and approval of minutes. Prepared notes of the last meeting, and so the committee's option is to approve the notes or to give me an additional month or so to change those notes into actual minutes, and I think I can do that, or to burden the secretary that didn't take those notes and see if she can turn them into minutes. So I'll go ahead and move that we postpone approval of minutes for until the next meeting in hopes that I can get them in a proper form. Any discussion?
I would second that, but I don't think I need to.
Is there any objection to my proposal? Then we will postpone approval of the minutes of our last meeting.
Henry Knorr.
And we will note
welcome.
That Henry Knorr has joined the call at 6:01 Pacific. Okay, the next item on the agenda is special reports. And I believe we had scheduled this at our last meeting as a special item for this meeting. Status and details of election supervisor hire. We were hoping that Sandra could get more information than was just in the notice about the election supervisor hire. So, Sandra, you are recognized.
Thank you. I did as asked at the last meeting and contacted Greg Guma via email and asked him, just let him know that the National Elections Committee met and that I had volunteered to take the task of contacting him regarding the hiring and the status of National Elections Supervisor. His response was that he was in the final stages of the hire and would provide information, detailed information, as part of his executive director report for the board at the PNB meeting. In regards to where the job had been posted, he stated that the job had been posted on the Pacifica website for 3 weeks as required by the PNB motion. He also stated that his feeling was this job was very specialized and very few people know what exactly is involved. He had received 5 resumes, only 2 of which were from qualified candidates. He had interviewed both and was checking references and following up and expected to have a decision within the next week or so. And that's basically how that all ended up. He did, in fact, select someone, and that announcement came out the other day. Everybody should know that Casey Peters has been appointed National Election Supervisor. And I think that's about all I have to say on that subject.
Thank you, Ms. Rawline. Is there any discussion?
It's Serena. I have a question.
Go ahead, Serena. Excuse me. I'm going to try to use last names in order to add a little formality that maybe help decorum. So, Ms. Roberts, you have the floor.
Where did Sandra? Did he give any indication where this ad was actually posted?
He simply stated that it had been posted on the Pacifica website for 3 weeks. He didn't say where on the website. Pardon?
Or which of the 3 websites?
No, he did not specify any of that. It was a very brief response. It just said the job was posted on the Pacifica website for 3 weeks as required by the PNB motion.
This is Lydia.
Is Ms. Roberts finished?
Yeah, that's fine. That's all we have, apparently.
Yes, Ms. Brisson is recognized.
Yes, Greg had put an email out, I don't know how broad it was, that had the link. This is when he placed the ad, and it was PacificaNetwork.org, as I recall.
Any more discussion?
The only thing I can add is what I stated earlier, is that he said that he would provide detailed information as part of his executive director report at the PNB meeting in Washington.
Does the committee wish to have a follow-up on this item after the PNB meeting so that it should appear on the committee's agenda?
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Ms. Litter.
Yeah, I think that would be worth doing to just hear, especially for those LSV members on this committee who may not be at the PNB meeting.
Okay, so there's a motion from Mr. Lederer to revisit the election supervisor hire at the first elections committee meeting following the upcoming in-person PMB meeting. Is there any objection to this motion or any discussion of it?
This is LaVarne. I just have a question.
LaVarne is recognized. Ms. Williams is recognized.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, did you state the purpose of the motion?
No.
It's just to get whatever update Greg gives the PNB so that the FALSB members on this committee can hear it as well. And, you know, if there was any, if there turns out to be any discussion Q&A that happens,
Deb Shafto.
That happens in Washington, then we could summarize that and relay it to everyone on the call, on the next call.
Okay, so can you read the motion again?
Okay, this is when you have to wait for the secretary. The motion is being crafted based on the comments made.
Welcome, Deb.
Thank you. It took a long time. I had to get an operator to get on.
Wow.
This is Rosalinda.
Welcome.
I'm back on.
Hello.
While we're waiting, can somebody tell me where we are on the agenda?
We're starting with a special report on the status of the hire of the National Election Supervisor.
3A.
And we're just, I just made a motion that we revisit this at the next meeting.
Okay.
Have
the pre-agenda thing.
Sorry?
Okay, what I have is a motion from Lederer to revisit the election supervisor hire as an agenda item on the next committee meeting after the ED report to the PMB. Is that satisfactory to the maker?
Yep.
Okay, any further discussion on this motion?
Are we saying that Greg needs to give a further report or what?
Well, he's already stated. Oh, I'm sorry.
The motion is simply for this committee to revisit the issue of the election supervisor hire after we're informed by whatever the executive director reports to the PMB at the next meeting.
Hi, excuse me, Carolyn.
It's not requiring
here,
anything of anybody except for us.
Sorry to interrupt, Carolyn. I'm on the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Ms. Burden joins the call at 6:08 p.m. Pacific. Any further discussion of the item? Then I'll reread it and see if there's any objection. Motion from Lederer to revisit the election supervisor hire as an agenda item on the next committee meeting after the ED report to the PMB. Is there any objection to the motion?
Then the was there a second?
No second is required in committee.
That's right, yes.
Without objection, the motion passes. And we can proceed now to work group reports. We have assigned 15 minutes for this agenda item. First on this section, although there is no role, I don't know that there is a work group in this term regarding the listservs. I did want to report that I've cleaned up the membership on the two listservs that the committee uses and have reported the status of that to committee members on each list. And also mention within the context of work groups that it would be easy to set up additional listservs on Google assigned to each of our work groups so that discussion could take place online in work groups that might facilitate getting work group work done rather than trying to schedule everybody for teleconferences. Any questions on the item of listservs?
I think it's a great idea, but it's not exactly discussion.
This is Serene.
Ms. Roberts is recognized.
In cleaning up the list, the last time I looked at the list, maybe about a month and a half ago, there are a bunch of people who have been made moderator who's without any discussion with the group. So I assume you've corrected that as well?
Yes. All those details are in the report I sent.
Okay. One of the problems, one of the issues about the previous group is that there was no ability, and I don't know if that's been corrected, for anyone other than the moderator to post to the files section of the group. So I don't understand the basis on which that was made. I don't recall there having been a discussion with the committee, but at any rate, I would like that policy to be changed so that the file section is available for any member of the committee to post.
Yes, the all members of the committee can currently post to the Google group, and we're trying to move all non-confidential discussions like the teleconference code to the public list. So that issue should pretty much be moot.
When will members be able to post on the Yahoo group? All members.
Actually, I could change that during the call.
Okay, that's great.
So ask me in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'll take your word that you'll do it. In about 2 or 3 years,
stupid asshole.
Only one person has been able to post. Someone cussing at as they drive.
Yeah. Now, I will mention that my general recommendation on policy is that committee secretaries have ownership of groups. I haven't had a chance to discuss this with our committee secretary, and I will be certainly willing to maintain ownership of the group if she's at all uncomfortable with that.
Well, can I make a suggestion that at any given time there should be at least two people in case for some reason someone has a Yahoo problem, which in fact, or an email problem, I should say, which Jane just did. So because you don't want to have a situation where only one person has access, that person runs into a problem and suddenly nothing can be changed on the group forever. It's a good idea to have two people, and, you know, the chair and the secretary seem reasonable enough.
Point taken. Let's see. Any more discussion of lists? Let's then proceed to the technology follow-up work group. The KPFA members of this committee were going to contact the former election supervisor and see about any outstanding deliverables. Any member of that work group care to report?
Did you say KPFA or K?
A.
A.
A. I thought you did. Right. This is Jack. I have something to volunteer.
Go ahead, Mr. Van Aken.
I received an email from somebody at the national office suggesting that Les Radke may be out of the country.
Who may be out of the country?
Les Radke.
Weren't
we talking about the former
supervisor?
Yeah. And he's been impossible to reach, as far as I can tell. No. He may be in Russia.
Yes, I tried calling him last week and left several messages at the Pacifica office, and I more or less heard he was out of the country as well. How convenient. That's
any more
a joke.
Discussion of this particular work
group? I'll add some information. If the software that we use for scanning requires one of those USB keys, otherwise it's not good for anything. That may be in Russia, too.
Oh, no.
We don't know. It just might be. That's just a maybe. So far as I can tell, nobody in a position to want to know knows. So whoever knows probably isn't telling us or doesn't care. So
At some point, we need to find that USB key.
Is this a priority, like, right now for this meeting?
I don't think we can find it during this meeting, but I know that Art Stasny talked to Casey Peters today and alerted him to the situation involving the software, the key, the possible flight to Russia, and the Russian-born programmer who is eager and willing to help Pacifica, only nobody except Art has been in contact with him. So, we may want to get an update on this at our next meeting.
Well, I commend the people of KPFA for attempting to achieve their task. This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Ms. Brezon.
Yes, can we add Casey, or at least copy Casey, regarding our meeting schedule so that he can at least listen in, and then we can, as a separate item, decide when we need him to join us in the call. But just even if he's available to listen to the meetings, at least it's his option if he knows what the issues are that are being raised and might be relevant.
The National Election Supervisor is on both of our lists, as I reported.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed that.
In my email report on the list cleanup.
Oh, my computer is dead for now. Thanks.
Ah. And I think we can assume that the software USB key issue is automatically referred to the technical advisory work group, which is a separate work group than this follow-up group. So can we move on to the elections timetable work group? Without objection?
Sure.
Sure, that was a sure. Okay. Without objection, Ms. Roberts, do you have anything to report on elections timetable?
We did not meet, but I did send out to everyone a few minutes ago, to the entire list, or everyone who's on the Yahoo list, the proposals for changing the timeline. And I guess we'll try to meet between this evening and the next meeting.
Very good.
There were about three other people who joined, who had agreed to work on this.
Any more discussion on this item? Then let's move on to staff list work group, Mr. Lederer.
Okay. I apologize. I wasn't able to convene a meeting. I did speak to two people from the unpaid staff organizing committee at WBAI who are interested in being on this working group, and I wasn't able to track down the people from the unpaid staff organization at KPFA. If anyone from KPFA on this call knows which people are currently active with UPSO, because all I have are the names from last year, maybe you could let me know off call and see, you know, who would be the right people to invite. So my goal is definitely to convene this within the next 2 weeks or so and report back at the next committee meeting.
Okay.
Is there anyone, can I just ask, is there anyone from KPFA on the call who might know who are the current representatives of UPSO or people, or not even formal representatives, but just people who are involved who might be worth contacting?
I could make a call to the station tomorrow and find out from a couple of the staff and get you the name.
That would be very helpful. Thank you,
okay.
Rosalind.
This is LaVarie.
Go ahead, LaVarie.
Always a delicate and sometimes topic in terms of really knowing who has the ultimate responsibility. So, I really,
I'm sorry.
There are a number of names.
Point of
personal privilege. Mary.
Hello.
Ernie,
are you on a speakerphone or something? It's impossible to understand what you're saying.
Hello.
Can you pick up when you're speaking?
I'm trying to, but your voice is so loud it hurts my ear. You have to go down a little bit. Can you turn it down? Okay. Here I go. Okay.
I'll turn it down and you'll turn it up. Great.
Okay. that's always a subject that's always kind of like the unknown. But Mary Berg, who was on the elections committee, can help you with that, Bob.
Okay, I'll call Mary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Is there any more discussion of this item? Then let's move on to the technical advisory work group. Mr. Van Aken, anything to report?
Just unmuting. Well, I've just reported the only thing that I have to report, which is that there is an issue with the software that not only scans but translates the scanned image into something that can be tallied, that the support and maintenance of that software is so far been neglected. However, Casey Peters, as of today, has been alerted that this is an issue that needs some attention. So, as I said before, probably at our next meeting, we should have an update on that, because we can't just let it slip forever, because what will happen is the very last minute, as it is in almost every election. So I guess you can let that happen, but you don't want it to happen.
Thank you, Mr. Van Aken. Okay, before we leave this, are there any comments on Mr. Van Aken's report? And before we leave this section of the agenda, I will report that all members can now upload to the Yahoo group. And we can move on to unfinished business. The first item there is regular meeting schedule, which could consume several meetings if nobody can agree. I got one or two responses to my survey, and I'm looking to see if I got one from, like, Ms. Gatewood, so that we can consider the schedule of absentees during this discussion. But anyone who would like to propose a regular meeting schedule will be recognized at this time.
This is Teresa.
Ms. Allen, go ahead.
I propose that we go back to the Sunday night, because that date, it seems for sure, did not conflict with any others. But maybe I'm wrong if the PNB is considering doing Sunday night. So other people might want to weigh in.
Should we construct a stack? Is there anyone who would like to speak on this issue?
They must all agree.
Is there any objection to having regular meetings of the Elections Committee on Sunday nights?
Yes.
I heard one objection.
This is Jimmy.
Okay. And Ms. Roberts, would you like to propose an alternative?
Some Tuesday. That doesn't seem to be a popular night for the committee.
Okay. We have had proposals for Sunday night, and that's Tuesday night or Tuesday day?
All meetings I refer to are after 5:30 Pacific.
Okay. So proposed so far are Sunday and Tuesday nights. Anyone else wish to speak to this?
I would like to maybe motivate my suggestion.
Go ahead.
This is Miss Allen. I wasn't on the election committee when it met on Sunday nights. And it seems to me that, well, I don't, maybe Miss Burden has classes. I'm looking right now, I'm going back to the kpft.org to see what Tuesday nights we have meetings. Seems like I'm not sure what. I guess I'd rather use a first name. Perhaps Serene would suggest which Tuesday night, because I know the first Tuesday nights at KPFT I have a meeting, and I think the affiliates, National Affiliates Task Force is moving to Thursdays. Archives, I think, I can't remember, but Archives is Tuesday the 17th. I don't know if that's going to change. I think that's going to change to the second Tuesday next month. So the first and second Tuesdays, I think, are out for sure.
Okay, I have found a ballot from Ms. Burden. She did not do full rankings, but did indicate a preference for Sunday, day or evening, preferably evening. She didn't. I wasn't provided with information about possible class conflicts to inform the committee. Ms. Burden also mentioned that the Yahoo list at least has a poll feature that we could use if we want to delay a decision on a regular schedule and only schedule the next meeting.
Hi, Carolyn here. May I speak?
Oh, you're here.
Yes, I've been muted. I'm sorry. It's complicated getting on or off mute.
Can you tell me how long ago you arrived? So I can...
Well, I was here earlier, and then I muted myself.
This is LaVonne. Yeah, I heard you, Carolyn, was on the call, so when I didn't understand why you were referring to an email.
Shall we say around 6:15?
No, probably before then, but maybe about 6:10.
Okay. The minutes will reflect. Actually, it was at 6:08, and I did record it.
Yes!
I'm sorry, Ms. Burden. I even announced it, I think.
See, that's because
I'm
doing minutes, Terry.
Oh, yeah. Well,
can you please?
I'm in the habit now. Go ahead, Ms. Burden.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point about about meeting schedules, because the same problem has come up in our local LSB. When we consider possible conflicts, one problem is that, you know, after all, this is a volunteer organization, and some of us have jobs, real time. And maybe those conflicts should be taken into account a little bit more seriously than those of other committees. I know committee meetings are important, and people on the national board, of course, the national committee, such as this one, take priority over local committees. But still, I think if people have jobs, I'm one of the people who has real conflict on evenings, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday evenings. That's a lot. So I can come in late Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mondays are always out because I teach, always meaning until the semester ends, which is May 20th. But I do think that when we ask people for their preferences and their reasons for the conflict, maybe a job that earns a living should take a little bit more consideration than that of other meetings, if I, you know, may be so bold.
What, Terry, can we just go ahead and take a vote on those two?
Well, we can't close discussion without the body's permission. So is there a member that wishes to propose a different date, or maybe proceed with a choice between Sunday and Tuesday night?
Which Sunday, which Tuesday?
Is there a problem with proceeding to determine which Sunday or Tuesday of the month after deciding on one day or the other?
I'm sorry that I came in late. May I ask how many people are on the call? And if you might want to think about a poll instead, if everybody is not on the call.
Mr. Chair, how many people are on the call?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people on the call.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, has the secretary voiced any opposition to either Sundays or Tuesdays? Because it would be a pity to have try to hold meetings when our secretary, it's impossible for the secretary to be here.
Right. I haven't found a survey result from the committee secretary.
This is Lydia, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
May I offer an amendment to, if that's even appropriate, on the Tuesday to exclude the Tuesday that Teresa can't make it, since she's the only one that I've heard specify about a particular Tuesday versus the others? Teresa, when was that, the first or second Tuesday?
The first, I cannot attend the first Tuesday. I'm looking and I'm seeing that our Management Selection and Review Committee is the third Tuesday, and I believe that archives on the national level telephone conference will be on the second Tuesday.
Ooh. That leaves the fourth Tuesday?
Yeah.
That leaves the third Tuesday, I think.
Fourth.
Fourth?
So, does anybody have any objection to the fourth Tuesday and any Sunday?
Which Sunday was it before?
It was the third Sunday, which in May would be the 20th.
Okay, so that's my amendment to these choices, is the fourth Tuesday and third Sunday as choices.
Is there any objection to making those the choices that the committee will consider? Hearing no objection, we could proceed with a vote in the manner of a fill-in-the-blanks, where we do a roll call of members, and they express a preference for the third Sunday, the fourth Tuesday, or no preference. Is there any objection to proceeding on that basis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the motion before us is that the elections, the PNB Elections Committee will meet regularly on the blank night of each month. And the choices for the fill in the blank will be third Sunday or fourth Tuesday. Ms. Williams, do you have a list of members by which to call the roll?
Yes, I do.
Then
shall I proceed?
You may proceed to call the roll on this question.
Okay, it's in semi-alphabetical order. Teresa Allen.
For now, I'll say Sunday.
Carolyn Burton.
Sunday.
Lydia Brazon.
Fourth Tuesday.
Terry Goodman.
Third Sunday.
Bob Lederer.
Fourth Tuesday.
Henry Knorr.
Third Sunday.
Sandra Rawline.
Either one, they're about the same to me.
Jack Van Aken.
No preference.
Serene Roberts. Serene
Tuesday.
Roberts.
Tuesday.
Rosalind DeMontes Palacios.
Third Sunday.
Juan, I think we need to move.
Deb Shaftek.
Sunday.
And LaVonne is really on Sunday.
I think if we open it, it's a little too close.
Okay. Shall I give you a count?
Yes, please.
Okay. For Sunday, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. For Tuesday, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. And those who are neutral, there are 2.
Okay. So the motion that has been adopted is that the PNB Elections Committee shall regularly meet on the third Sunday night of each month. Now, tonight's meeting was scheduled for 8:30 rather than the common of 8 o'clock. So there may have been a reason for that. Would someone like to propose a time for this Sunday night meeting?
Carolyn here.
Ms. Burton has the floor.
Yes, I would propose 8 o'clock simply because so many people want to close the discussion at 11, and often we don't have enough time to get through things by 11 o'clock, although I'm sure Terry, being as efficient as you are, we may actually make that goal, but I would suggest 8 p.m. But I think the West Coast people should have the preference, simply because I know it's not a work day, but it may be too early. So I'm open to either. I would recommend the earlier hour, but I'm not fixed on it.
The motion is to meet at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. Is there discussion? Is there objection to setting 8 p.m. as the regular meeting time for election committee meetings?
As to discussion, asking the people on the East Coast, would it be better that we move it up a little bit because you might want to go to work the next day, that it might be better to start it earlier?
Hearing no discussion and no objection, the committee will meet at 8 p.m. on the third Sunday of each month. Now, Ms. Brazon, I you may not have gotten the email because of your computer problems, but I asked if you could bring a holiday calendar and maybe a PNB schedule to see if this particular schedule is going to run us into any problems so that we would need to reschedule for 1 month coming up.
Okay, well, can we proceed while I come through the calendar?
Yes. So let us, if this is good for next month, and I'll try to check that, then we can always amend it later.
Yes, we have not actually scheduled all of our PMB meetings. I've been urging our chair to do so, although I think that will be, my understanding was that they would be alternating between Monday and Friday night, so that wouldn't impact us. And the next PMB meeting was scheduled for July, and it was earlier in July, so... So I don't think that there's a conflict with the PNB, but I'll have to take time to look for holidays.
Okay. I'm going to check for the next month.
No, I don't see any holiday then.
Okay. And
and there's definitely no PNB meeting in May.
Let's see. So that's April, May. Okay, yeah, well, I think the KPFTX calendar is going to be clear on all Sundays, so we're probably not going to have a meeting conflict there. So we can proceed.
Unfortunately, we've already passed up the third Sunday in April, so we can't have two meetings in April.
If we need to, we can. I don't see that we need to yet.
That was a joke.
Next item on the agenda looks like the first of two B items is a postponed motion on membership lists. At our last meeting, I believe Ms. Roberts had a motion in progress regarding the creation of a separate work group on membership lists. And I can look up the language that we had if Ms. Roberts doesn't have it. Ms. Roberts, are you prepared?
I don't have any notes about that. In fact, I saw it in your agenda today, and I don't even remember what it's in reference to.
Let me look it up for you. I remember in discussion there was some confusion because we had these staff definitions group, and you were proposing a separate work group to coordinate with the National Election Supervisor on cleaning up membership lists and the other issues raised by previous election supervisors regarding list security and such. And let's see what I have. I think we had some language. We were kind of basing it on the summary that Mr. Lederer provided of issues identified election supervisors. And where we had gotten on Ms. Roberts' motion, as amended by Mr. Lederer, was that we establish a working group to present to the committee a proposed... No, that's the wrong one. Sorry, that's the timeline. Let me find it. That a work group be formed to address the issue of membership lists, focusing first on lists where membership is determined by time worked. Station staff whose work involves coordination of volunteers should be invited to participate. In fact...
Say that one more time.
Right.
Can you read that last part one more time?
In fact, we were about to create... We were just about to create a work group. So that actually was part of the motion that we postponed. So, Ms. Roberts volunteered to be facilitator, Ms. Shafto volunteered to serve, and we had determined that the work group would be open to all committee members. Let me reread the motion text that I have. That a work group be formed to address the issue of membership lists, focusing first on lists where membership is determined by time worked. Station staff, whose work involves coordination of volunteers, should be invited to participate. So,
I'm a little bit confused. Doesn't every staff involve volunteers?
Every staff may include paid and unpaid people. I don't know what you mean by volunteers. We have phone volunteers, people who come in during the drive to answer phones.
I just didn't understand that one part of the motion about staff that are volunteers.
Well, staff aren't volunteers. That's my point. Staff are either paid or unpaid.
Order, please. The portion of the motion mentioning volunteers was... just to ensure that any individual staff member who is coordinating volunteers would be invited to participate in the work group. That was the only mention of volunteers in the motion language as so far developed.
Okay.
I do remember us discussing it. I have not spoken to Deb. Which means that I certainly have not done anything on whatever we were going to do on that. I don't know if she has.
Yeah, we did not create the work group. We almost did. We recognized that there were areas regarding membership lists that would not be addressed by Mr. Lederer's work group, which was going to concentrate more on staff definition and staff lists. But we recognized from what election supervisors had reported that there's other issues regarding membership lists that this committee should be concerned about. And so the purpose of the work group was to address those issues as identified by election supervisors and by committee members regarding membership lists. And
we did
not agree on language for forming the work group. So maybe we got too complicated. Go ahead.
I don't have my notes in front of me. But I do recall that we were discussing having the involvement of people who actually coordinate the volunteers, who actually work with the volunteers, whether they're tally coordinators or whatever the case is. But that, unfortunately, is all I remember without my notes. So I'm wondering if I can ask Deb what she remembers about what we agreed to do and to ask Bob what he remembers, since it's sort of his motion was a clearer differentiation between the two groups.
I'm sorry.
May I make a suggestion for the body? We could, I think, simplify our approach just by creating another work group to address all those issues regarding membership lists that are not going to be considered by our other work group on staff lists.
I'd still like to hear from Deb and Bob, who are the two people involved in the discussion of the motion, if we could, before we decide where to go.
Well, this is Bob.
Go ahead, Mr. Lederer.
Yeah, I think that what you're saying is what the intent of that other motion that you read a few minutes ago was, that we already have a working group on staff list issues. So now we have the two other pieces of the two other categories of membership, which are listeners who become members by virtue of the, you know, paying the membership fee, and listeners who become members by virtue of being volunteers. And that there was some feeling that there was particularly outstanding questions that need to be addressed sooner around volunteers, but that there are also issues about cleaning up the list of the other category of listeners. So that should all be covered by this working group.